Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
My daughter was running late this morning. When I dropped her off at school, I noticed that many of the kids were developed. And I'm not talking, Andrea, just about the girls. I'm talking there was quite a few boys that were sprouting some things in their chest that aren't usually there. And it made me suspicious about all the talk we have about early puberty. Have you noticed this when you take your kids to school?
I mean, in general, kids these days are definitely reaching puberty a lot earlier than we used to. And, you know, it makes us wonder what is causing all of this. And we know a lot of it comes from the foods and the products that we're using. So it'll be interesting to talk to our guest today to hear more about that.
Well, we're so glad to have back on the show the wonderful supernatural mom, Beth Greer. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Andrea. Hi, Lisa.
It's so great to have you on. Beth, you wrote a great article for the Huffington Post, Boys with Boobs, Hidden Chemicals Fed to Kids Can Impact Their Health. Tell us some of your findings.
Well, you know, I first got tuned into this from my pediatrician because she said she was on vacation on a beach and she noticed, you know, she said, boys with boobs. I said, what do you mean? She said, all these, like, prepubescent boys, you know, with, like, growing breasts. And it really started, like, making me a little nervous. So I started doing research, and I discovered that, you know, there are chemicals in our everyday products that act as endocrine disruptors or that interfere with our natural hormones. And children are very susceptible to this, and especially pregnant women.
Can you give us an example, Beth, of some of the chemicals that you're talking about?
Right. Well, things that even products like soap and shampoo and so there's things like, for example, something called triclosan, which is it is actually a pesticide, but they're using it in antibacterial soap. And they found that in laboratory animals that this is impacting their hormones. So even a common item like Colgate Total toothpaste has triclosan in it, and it's so unnecessary. Or any of the soaps that you buy, that if you see on the label it says antibacterial, just avoid it. You know, doctors say that regular soap and water is just as effective. So something like that is it's just unnecessary, and you could be setting yourself up for problems. Another thing is BPA, bisphenol A, and that's found in plastic drinking containers. And it's also found in the lining of canned food. So a lot of the soups, like Campbell's soup, for example, you know, geared for children, they did tests and they discovered that there were high levels of BPA in the soup.
We know nowadays that, you know, I mean, there was a researcher, information just came out recently that were saying that they were testing the urine from people, and, you know, 99.99% of them contained these chemicals or type of chemicals like BPA. And which the scary part is that it's wreaking on our hormone system, and it's scary. So Beth, tell us a little bit about some of the consequences that it's wreaking havoc. Thank you. I was thinking of the word. tell us some of the consequences that it could have on our bodies and why we should be concerned about it.
Well, you know, early puberty is one of the things that it can affect. So in girls, aside from the growing breasts in boys, if they've noticed, I've noticed this too, that young girls are starting to menstruate earlier and earlier, and they're having ads on TV now for, like, girls 9-10 years old, you know, using tampons, which, you know, in brightly colored things. It's remarkable. I mean, this is the direct result of the chemicals that are in our food and in our products. So as parents, you know, we need to pay attention to this, and simple things that you can do, you know, to, like, say, instead of buying canned food, look for things in glass jars, particularly some things that are acidic, like tomato sauce, for example, because they found that when there's acidic product in the cans, that tends to leach more of the chemical into the food.
Yeah, the acidity. You know, I had a friend whose daughter, she was 8 years old, and this was a few years ago, and she told me that she was reaching puberty at eight. So she had started developing above and below, and what they had to do, now Beth, I mean, this was the scarier part, is that they had to give her medication to stop the puberty from progressing. And, you know, it, you know, which is very interesting because in my mind, you know, I was just like, you know, change their diet, you know, change what you're putting on and, you know, in and on their bodies. And the mother, you know, really didn't want to have, you know, she didn't really want to know about that. It was in her mind, the medication was going to do the work for her.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, the diet, you know, a lot of the like the milk, for example, if it's, it has growth hormones, if it's not organic, I always tell people to try to choose organic whenever possible, and particularly in dairy, because the cattle are shot up with hormones. And guess what? It gets into their milk, and it's getting into our children's bodies and our bodies. So, what, you know, the think about that. It's growth hormones. It's also coming into our children who are growing their bodies. So it's affecting them, impacting them in big ways. You know, we don't see it or smell it or taste it. We don't know, but everyone should be aware that if it's, if you're not choosing organic, for example, in milk and dairy, like cottage cheese, yogurt, all that stuff, then there's a chance that it has growth hormones, antibiotics are fed to cattle, you know, lots of other additives. So it's always good to go natural whenever possible.
Yeah, I personally would grab some Blue Diamond Almond Breeze almond milk, but that's, you know, I just think that's a great alternative. You know, I'm not big on dairy. I do agree, though, if you are going to do dairy, to go organic, but I think there's a lot of better alternatives, don't you think, Andrea?
Oh, definitely. There's definitely better alternatives. I mean, that's what we talk about all the time, is all the alternatives. So.
Right, and you know, it's so easy to make your own almond milk. I've been doing that for years. You just soak a cup of raw almonds of 4 to 6 hours, and then throw in a blender with a cup actually 4 cups of water, and you blend it up in a high-speed blender, and then you strain it, and you've got almond milk. And I throw in some dates sometimes or some vanilla, and it's fantastic.
Mm. You know, it's funny you say that, Beth, and we've talked about before on the show that I bought myself a very good quality high-end blender, and I started making my own almond milk. I tried it a few times, but, you know, because my 2-year-old loves almond milk, and she would have it in her bottle before she went to bed. So, and we use Almond Breeze all the time. That's a big fan. We're big fans of that in our house, and uh-huh. And every flavor. But I tried to make it myself, but my daughter didn't like it as much, unfortunately. But it is easy to make for sure. You know,
if people want to try it, put a little maple syrup in it. Maybe she might like it better, or some stevia. You might try that, because Almond Breeze is kind of sweet.
Yeah, I mean, we use the original or the unsweetened. They have the unsweetened versions as well. Uh-huh. So,
and
you know, we just pick the unsweetened.
Yeah,
she still likes it better, so it's pretty funny.
My message to people is really read your labels, and if you see the word antibacterial in the product, avoid it. Use plain soap and water, and use alcohol-based hand sanitizers instead of the ones that say antibacterial on there. And tell your dentist to read the research and not to choose the Colgate Total. And to eat organic food. And, you know, one thing I also want to mention to your listeners is that sometimes these chemicals can impact our sleep. And I'm going to be giving a free talk on how to get a great night's sleep. So if they go to my website, supernaturalmom.com/sleep, they could get some information. Because I know sleep is a really big issue with so many people, and especially children not sleeping well.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, I just want to mention that Eden Foods, they actually use something different in the lining of their cans. I just know that
it's a BPA-free
really
lining.
Right? Thank you. Yeah, so that's, I wish more companies would do that.
Lining. That's good. BioNature also uses a BPA-free lining.
Oh,
and, you know, and that's thing, terrific to know.
One thing to know about drinking water bottles, that even though it says BPA-free, they're using something called BPS now, which is not really tested for safety. So just be aware of that, and if you can, choose glass or metal water bottles. It's a much safer choice, because we just don't know. It's under-regulated and under-tested, so many of these chemicals.
No, you're absolutely right, Beth. Thank you so much for the great information today and for being on our show. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.